Hello, this is Lisa Jeffs, and I am super excited to chat with you today. I'm really glad that you are on this audio training. If you are totally new to me, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am an intuitive success coach, and I work with emerging entrepreneurs and help them live their greatest purpose today. And today I want to talk to you about living your greatest purpose and what typically gets in the way of that. And it's not the systems and the processes and the strategy, although those are very important. Today we're talking about all those mindset gremlins, the inner gremlins that come out and can really, you know, what was I thinking about the other day? I was thinking about the amount of time and energy I used to spend on worrying about the most irrelevant things. And I'm talking about these memories were, I guess I must have been still probably in high school or even middle school. But it was at those times that I suffered from generalized anxiety. And anxiety is part of my life's journey. But at those times, it was more generalized, and it was a lot of just worrying, a lot of worrying and overanalyzing and just stressing out and just being in my head about every little thing, right? And I remember things that I would just almost obsess over and think about and worry about and create stories around that were just not true. They were completely not true, and they were completely irrelevant. Right. And this is what happens anytime we're stepping outside of autopilot. Right. So if you're someone who really wants, you know, to feel like they are in their purpose, so they are doing work that feels in total alignment with what you're meant to do here. Right. I believe that we all have a deeper purpose, why we're here. And that's not necessarily specific to, let's say, a line of work exactly, but it's a deeper purpose of the impact we're here to make. And that can show up in different ways and different forms. But I believe we all have that essence to us. And one of my essences is, you know, helping other people find their purpose, guiding them through the process, allowing them the space of discovery, and helping them to eliminate all the things that are getting in the way. So, and I think feel like I went off on a little detour of what I originally was talking about. So let's just get into the inner gremlins that get in the way. And these are the typical ones that I see over and over and over again. Okay. And I work with some extremely high level clientele. And I bring this up a lot because for me, it's been one of the most healing opportunities for myself to work with people, individuals who have accomplished so much in their lives and in their careers, and to realize that it doesn't matter where you are in your career. It doesn't matter where you are in your life's journey. These human things that we all deal with, it's across the board. No one is immune from them, right? And a lot of times what stops us is because we think we're the only ones. We think we're the only ones dealing with this, or we think we're the only ones experiencing this. I was having a chat with a client a couple days ago actually, and one of the things he expressed was concern that he was really behind, and in a Facebook group it seemed like everybody else knew what was going on and knew what was happening and had it all together and had it all in perfect, you know, perfect places. And you know, I've been doing this for a long time, and I know that that's not true. That's not true, that not everybody has it all together. And in more times than not, nobody has it all together, right? We have our areas that we're really amazing at, and then we all have areas that, you know, are a mess, right? At least at some points. So that's what I want to get into. The first thing is confidence, right? So often it's confidence. It's this lack of belief in our own abilities. It's, you know, feeling that we're in this imposter syndrome and everybody else is somehow better or more skilled or more has more experience or whatever it is. And it's really often hard to see our own value and what we have to offer. A lot of times it has to do with because it's just so easy for us now. And because we've, you know, for myself, I have so many years of experience and working with so many people that some of the stuff I do, I'm like, well, anybody can do this. This is just, you know, common knowledge. And I have to take a step back and, well, actually, no, because, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I didn't know what the heck I was doing, right? So really looking at, okay, what got me to this place now? Really, how much work have I put in to my skills, to my knowledge? You know, what is my life experience? You know, what have I gone through in my life? What wisdom have I gained? And really taking an honest, you know, unbiased look and congratulating yourself and giving, you know, yourself the due respect and acknowledgement that you deserve, right? Because no, not everyone can do what you do. Not everyone knows what you know. You know, another factor that always I remind myself is when I used to do health coaching and, you know, I was in a group of health coaches and I remember the stress that, you know, we all went through thinking that when we first, this was, you know, we were all just starting our business and we thought that we would get the most crazy questions. And I remember us studying and trying to get all the answers right. And, you know, really like getting into like different molecules of food. And I just remember the most scientific things we were looking at because we thought people are going to be asking us these really deep, deep questions. And we wanted to be ready. We were so scared that we wouldn't be ready and we'd be embarrassed and everyone would see that we were frauds, right? Like this is the mindset chatter that goes on in our heads. And then I just remember us starting to work with clients and it was just questions around, you know, well, what do I put in my smoothie and can I eat this, you know, food early in the day or do I have to wait till later? And it was just very simple questions that we all knew off the back of our hand. I don't even know if that's a thing or I just made that up. A back of our hand. And then it was this realization that no, not every, this is not common knowledge because not everyone is studying and doing the stuff that you're doing, right? Not everyone is immersed in this. They're immersed in their own stuff. They're coming to you for the knowledge. They're coming to you for the guidance. So, you know, not second guessing yourself and thinking that everybody knows this and, you know, it's nothing special and I don't have any special gifts or I don't have any special talents and, you know, the people can just Google this stuff anyways. It's like, no, no, like owning your gifts, right? Another thing that gets in the way of people moving forward and really stepping into their purpose. And now I realize that there are two camps, you know, that are very prominent. There's the camp that doesn't know what their purpose is very confused and is at that starting point. And then there's the individual that's pretty confident they know what their purpose is, but they're not taking action on it because of what's going on inside their mind. Right now, I'm speaking to the person that has a pretty good idea of what that purpose is, but they're not moving forward. There's different inner gremlins that come out at different stages you're in. So another thing is the belief of what you can do. So the belief that you can be successful doing what you want to do, doing what you feel is your purpose. And I got to tell you, you know, this isn't, you know, 60, 70 years ago, right? When there was a limited amount of jobs or careers that you could really get into. Everyone kind of picked from like this pool, right, of jobs. And not even 70 years ago. I mean, I remember being in high school and in career class and having this like booklet given to us. And it was kind of like, well, here you go. You can choose from this. And, you know, these are the things you can pick from. And, you know, that was it. That was it. We live in a day where you can make money doing anything. Right? There's so many products. There's so many services. There's just, you know, I was on a YouTube channel the other day and there was someone talking about spices. Like, I don't even remember. He was comparing different spices together. What goes with what? And he, all he does is he says, if you find this information valuable, you can put a donation. You can send in a donation. And I saw people dropping $50, $150, $2, $5. So in that one YouTube video, I'm sure he made quite a few hundred dollars. And he was just talking about spices. Okay, so it's really removing limitations on, you know, what you believe is possible and not. And if there's any limitations and beliefs that you think, oh God, there's no way I can make money doing this, like, yeah, you can. If you have value to share and people want what you have to offer, then you can make money doing whatever, you know, you're doing. I also believe that when you're really in your purpose and you're standing in your purpose and you're giving the value that you're here to give, then money comes. It's not an issue. It's not an issue at all. You can make money doing anything, especially when it's coming from a place of value and integrity. Okay. So believing that it is possible and you can make money doing what you're doing, right? Also, another thing that I hear is that gets in people's heads is a competition. Oh, there's so much competition. Oh, the market is so saturated. Great. Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Do you have something of value? Do you have something that people need? Because I can guarantee you there is more that people that need what you have to offer than there is individuals in the marketplace offering it, right? So removing all these self-imposed limitations, okay? Another thing that really, oh my God, this is so beneficial. And this is something that I realize for myself, I need to remind myself of a lot of the times. And for people that have been doing it for some time, whether that is, you know, they're creating their business, they're in it, is relaxing into the process, right? Relaxing into the process. So, you know, and I talk about this often as well. Years ago, especially when I first started, there was just so much masculine energy in the entrepreneur space. There was so much hustle and grind and you know, almost shaming people that weren't hustling constantly and grinding. And there's still remnants of that energy. But from my experience and experience working with clients and helping them reach their goals and even surpass their goals, it's when they were relaxing into the process. You know, when you can really be in the moment and not have your mind just switching from past failures and past things that didn't work, or worrying about the future of what's possible and you know, is this right and what's gonna happen and all this stuff. When you can just be in the moment and focus on what am I working on right now and what is the outcome I desire from it, right? And relaxing and enjoying what you're doing and getting excited for the results that are coming, because it's really not, you know, if it's going to work, it's when it's going to work. And as long as you keep going, it's going to work. That's what, you know, business is all about. And especially when you're leaning into your purpose, this is your work, your the whatever you want to call it, from, you know, universal guidance, from God, from whatever, I mean, your higher self, like, this is what you came here to do. You're going to be supported in it. So relax and enjoy. Get out of your head and get out of other people's worries, right? Get out of other people's stresses and limitations. You know, get out of the fear that's going around. Get out of all that stuff and just be in the moment with the work that you're doing. And the last one is just stop complicating it. And I mean, that kind of leans into, you know, the relaxing into the process is stop complicating the dang thing and just do it. And I complicate things too. My mind goes into deep places and makes things much harder than they have to be. And this is typically what I find with very highly intellectual people is it's hard for it to be easy. It's hard for it to be simple. It's almost like it feels like it's not right if it's simple, or, you know, something's wrong. So we try to complicate it and make it hard because it gives us some kind of value, or it gives us some kind of, you know, dopamine hit to try to like decipher the complicated. But just stop complicating it and keep it simple, right? Like, for one, what was it? Since this pandemic is going, I put a link to some content on a blog that I get a lot of traffic in, and I've just been having tons of sales come in, totally passive, from that link that I put in the blog. Right. And I could have made it really complicated. I could have made it, you know, well, the link, it doesn't really totally align with the blog. Maybe I should change the blog. Maybe I should change the link and make it really, really complicated and complex. And no, all I did was slap on a link to the blog and sales have been coming in. Right. So keep it simple. Do not complicate it with all the mindset stuff that comes in. And sorry, I just forgot one thing that I wanted to mention. Another thing that holds people back from moving forward is worrying if it's the right decision. So worrying if it's, you know, right or wrong, or if it's going to be end in a catastrophe. Or listen, the amount of time I see people stressing about decisions, okay, you could have made 10 decisions in that time, got all that information, all that data, all that knowledge to tweak and master whatever you're doing. But instead, like, nothing happens. So that's a problem, because we get so worried if it's the right decision or the wrong decision that we don't make any decision. We remain in an analysis paralysis and we start shaming ourselves. We start feeling horribly, like horrible people, because we're not moving forward. Instead of just making a decision and trusting that we can't make a wrong decision, any decision will give us the information we need to move forward, right? We will always be course corrected, always be course corrected, right? So just make a decision. Take away the right and the wrong, right? Don't even, you know, lean into either one. You know, what if there's no right or wrong? Right? It's neutral. It's just a decision. Because what is right or wrong anyways? It's just our perception, right? Yes, I've made lots of decisions in my life that didn't work the way I thought they would, but they gave me a lot of learning. They gave me a lot of skills. They gave me a lot of wisdom. So was that ever the wrong decision, or was it the right decision all along? Ooh, right? Let's like expand our mind, get out of the real humanness and expand ourselves a little bit, right? Really leaning into that bigger picture of why we're here is to learn and to grow and evolve. And that just means moving forward. We can't learn and grow and evolve without moving forward. So getting out of our heads, right? So I hope this was helpful, and I hope that you gained some value from. And this is stuff, these are things that I, you know, I work with clients all the time who are just powerful, incredible people. And this is stuff that they go through. And this is stuff that, like, I see everybody that that has ambition, that wants to move forward, that wants to stretch themselves, goes through, right? So even if you're going through all of them right now, realize and know that it's totally normal and it's part of the journey, and release any shame or blame or guilt related to that. If you would like to work with me because you know you need help working through these things and you've been doing it long enough and not getting results, or just moving really slow, much slower than you want to move forward, and you want to see if working with me is your next best step to really propel you forward so you can fully immerse yourself in your purpose and start serving and getting results in your purpose, in your business. Please reach out to me at info@lisajeffs.com. We can set up a complimentary discovery session and see if you're a good fit for my Life's Purpose program. It's a 6-month mentorship where we focus a lot on really getting you into the CEO mindset and helping you to step into your purpose and release some of these inner gremlins. So I'd love to see if you are a good fit. Spaces are extremely limited. It is my one-on-one program, and I do limit the amount of one-on-one clients I work with at any given time so I can give them the attention that I think is needed to really get the results. So I'd love to support you. Again, the email is info@lisajeffs.com. Shoot me a message and we'll chat. Other than that, have yourself a fabulous day whenever you're listening to this, and we will talk soon. Ciao.